I'm Jessica Palumbo, and today's business brief is all about food. Mike Mendenhall with the Jacksonville Daily Record is here to fill us in on the latest venture from the owners of La Nopalera. So, Mike, those of us who grew up in the Jacksonville area probably know it as La Nop, as in, I have study hall next, so I'll meet you at La Nop.
Yeah, so you filled me in on all that this morning. I've not being a local, that was it's new lingo for me.
Okay, so La Nop has been expanding in the Jacksonville area. It seems like there's one in every new neighborhood that pops up. And now they're doing something a little different.
Yeah, so La Nopalera actually is taking over the former Famous Amos location on University Boulevard West, and they're opening a Mexican seafood concept. It's called El Pacifico Mexican Seafood. And this is new for them. So the menu is going to be featuring dishes from the Sinaloa region of Mexico. That's kind of in the Gulf of California on the Pacific Ocean. And they're also planning to have beer, wine, and liquor.
Where exactly on University Boulevard is this, Mike?
So it's near Powers Avenue and Phillips Highway. Famous Amos actually closed its doors there on January 7th. The owner told Daily Record reporter Katie Garwood that the business was doing well financially. However, it just made more sense for them to lease out the space other than operate a restaurant there. And they're going to continue to operate two other restaurants they have in the First Coast.
One fewer place for breakfast food, but at the same time, this is a first for the La Nop chain, right?
It is. And the owners were saying that, you know, not a lot of options for Mexican seafood here in Jacksonville. So they're hoping that this restaurant will complement their other options.
And when do they expect to be open?
They're expecting to open actually in mid-February. They're currently doing a build out, so pretty quick.
Potential Valentine's date with some margaritas, huh?
If you like that kind of thing, you bet.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. And that's the Business Brief.